We started off today with Fiction Plane. And the first song they did was Listen to My Babe from Everything Will Never Be Okay. And then they played the title track, Everything Will Never Be Okay, from the album on the MCA label. And today I have a very special show. Last Thursday I was able to go into New York and tape a live interview with the boys in Fiction Plane. And that would be, of course, Joe Sumner, Seton Daunt, Dan Brown, and Pete Wilhoit. And they were performing at the Mercury Lounge that night in New York City. But before their performance, we sat across the street in a cozy little restaurant called Nice Guy Eddie's. So during the interview, you will be able to hear clinking glasses, ice being poured, waitresses asking questions, just a few little cute little things. We maybe will call it cafe chat. Anyway, I'm going to be playing the interview and interspersing it with some of their songs from their current CD and other treasures that I have. So anyway, take a listen. And if you want to get more information from this band, I will put it up on my playlist. It's www.fictionplane.com. And of course, our website is www.wnti.org. You can always check our website to see what's going on. Anyway, let's get right to the interview. Enjoy. Okay, we will officially start this now.
Okay.
This will be interesting. Alrighty.
So, instead of like, here again, for the same side.
Okay.
Okay.
Now we're officially starting. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask each of you to introduce yourself and tell like what you play in the band, and you know, you could, if you wanted to tell a little bit about where you come from in England, which part of England you're. Hello, I'm Cher. Glad to meet you. What part of England you're from, or you know, you know, just a little tiny bit about each of yourselves to begin with. And all I have is this mic, so if you want to like. Pass it around, it picks up better if you're holding it.
Oh. Yeah. My name's Dan, I play bass and keys and sing a bit backing vocals, and I'm from London town. I live in West London with my beautiful girlfriend, Charlotte, in Notting Hill.
Hi, I am Seton. I play guitar in a band. From time to time, I make a little bit of noise in the microphone behind everybody else, quietly. And I am from originally from Hastings, Battle of Hastings, all that sort of stuff. But now I live in London with my girlfriend, also in West London, in Maida Vale. And that's about it.
I'm Pete. I'm the drummer. I'm from Indiana, and born and raised in Bloomington, Indiana. Went to Indiana University, and now live and tour with these blokes from England.
I'm Joe. I sing and play guitar in a band, and I was born in Newcastle. I moved to London after 2 days, and I guess I live wherever we're on tour.
Well, this is. Let me see if I can. Do you know anything about these things?
Maybe it takes some way around.
But anyway, well, while you're figuring out that.
This one's still working.
This one is still working, yes. So, this is my backup. Of course, I would like my backup to be working. As I said, this is WNTI 91.9 FM radio in Hackettstown, New Jersey, and we're having an interview with Fiction Plane, which is one of the newest bands out of London. And they're over here tonight. They are performing at the Mercury Lounge. And we want to get a little bit of background information and ask them some questions. And I'll, of course, be playing some of your songs during the interview when I have it on the radio. Obviously, you don't have your guitars right now, so you can't play for us live. But anyway, how did you all meet? How did you all get together?
Dan and me, that's Joe, we went to school together, and we kind of knew each other, and then we got into Nirvana
after we started the band immediately.
Okay. Where did you guys go to school?
In London.
Okay. Just a regular typical school or?
No, it was kind of a posh school where you had to wear a uniform and there's no girls.
Okay. Let's see. Well, he's going to try working on the other recorder. So your influences from the very beginning was Nirvana.
Yeah.
Are there anybody else that you really enjoy listening to music-wise?
The Specials.
Okay.
Yeah, the Specials, Nirvana. A lot of the bands that were like around when Nirvana's around, like Pavement.
Okay.
Pearl Jam, any of that stuff.
Okay.
It was really good.
And who does most of the writing in your group?
Abby
Jones. Most of the writing. But sort of, it's very, like, collaborative. I tend to come up with, like, the main lyric or something.
Okay.
And then it kind of goes from there.
Okay. And do you also do the music behind the words? Or is that more of a collaborative effort?
It's pretty collaborative. It depends. It's always different. We don't really have a specific process that we work to.
Okay. And when did you actually start writing songs? How old are you?
Like 12 years ago. About 14.
Okay. Okay, and it's been a steady thing ever since.
Yeah.
Did any of you have private music lessons or anything?
I took a couple at school. I had a couple of guitar lessons, but most of us are pretty much self-taught. I mean, we all dabbled with a couple of lessons here and there. But I tried to go to music school actually when I left school at 18, and lasted about 3 weeks. Probably to do with the fact that I met Dan at that time, and we started hanging out and playing, and we ended up just hanging out in my apartment for a year. And
getting stoned and watching Ace Ventura Pet Detective.
So basically, was it you two started it, or
no? No,
the three
of
you then?
Joe and Dan were in a band at high school together, the equivalent of high school.
Okay.
And then they played for a couple of years. Joe went off to America to Boston. And I met Dan through a friend of his at university.
Okay.
So no, music school didn't work at all for me.
Was it like too structured?
I just really hated it. I love songs and I love being creative and playing in a band, and I thought that's what it would be like naively, but it was nothing to do with that. It was a lot of very technical, very proficient kind of, I don't know whether you have this expression, but musos in England. It's kind of like just people are just much more concerned about how fast and how precisely they can play rather than playing with feel and writing a song.
Okay,
yeah,
there was like no emotion, no passion.
Nothing is, and I realised after about 3 weeks that it was completely not for me, and I couldn't do that, I didn't want to do that, so I was completely not suited to it.
Okay.
I'm the only one with formal training, and believe me, it shows. It's true.
Well, tell me the story of how you became a member of the band, because that's an interesting story.
You can tell by the way he dresses.
I don't have any pants on right now. No.
And I know what that means, if you're talking English pants.
Internet sex chat room.
Yeah. Their producer called around. They were looking for drummers when they moved. They were going to be based out of New York, and they were looking for drummers. And since they were already in the States, they decided to, you know, somebody close. So their producer called an old teacher of mine, Sean Pelton, and Sean called me and said, "Do you want to audition for this band?" And I went online and listened to the music and said yes. So I drove here and auditioned, and here I am.
And here you
are.
To
make a short story long, yeah.
Now, when you're staying, I think it was Seton or Dan that was telling me you guys are... Tell me your tour schedule, because you're going to be here for quite a while, aren't you? In the States.
Basically, we're going to be touring here all year, because we started touring over in the States a couple of years ago, because in the UK you can't really tour.
I was wondering why you decided to start off really heavy duty in the States.
Well, that's why, really. It's just, you know, in the UK, if you tour for a week, you know, you've covered the whole country.
That's true.
And, we wanted to just play for long periods of time and just, you know, do gigs every night. You know, that would be our way of life, kind of thing. And America has just got an amazing infrastructure for bands to do that. You know, even if you're not selling huge amounts of records, and you know, you can be unsigned and still just be on the road. Do it, you know.
That's right.
And so that's why we came over here. and then the whole thing snowballed, and now, you know, we're signed to a US company.
That's MCA, correct?
MCA, yeah, and you know, we made a record with an American producer, and we've been very influenced by American bands over the whole course of our lives. And
would you like to reiterate some of those bands that have influenced you?
Yeah, I mean, there's been some British bands, you know, the whole...
You can name them too.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure, like, you know, the classic, you know, Pink Floyd and Stones and, you know, bands like that influenced us, but then the whole grunge thing was the thing that really made us want to play in a rock band, and, you know, especially Nirvana. And then later, bands like the Pixies and Rage Against the Machine and, you know, loads of bands like that over the years. And
okay, I know, it's like, all right, why did they turn on that background music?
This is actually the song which made me want to sing.
Oh, is it?
No. But now, you know, we're just going to be touring here for the rest of the year, basically. And,
okay.
You know, Joe, I think, summed it up when he said we're basically an American band with some British guys in it.